stick with the lineup they have right now. But as far as me being healthy, I'm good.
You know, we were a little confused as a group. I mean, we're always confused, but you know, you don't wear yellow, and you do wear yellow, and then so we kind of wondered yesterday what was going on. So, but you were definitely
the first day that I wore blue is because I had a yellow in my stall, but then I just put a blue on just to kind of.
So it was you messing.
That was me messing with you guys. And then the next day they had like, no, you gotta wear yellow. I was like, okay.
You know, we print that stuff, right?
Yeah, I know. But yeah, that was just kind of me that having fun around.
So, but if you,
but now
I mean,
I'm good.
It's a coach's decision, I guess. But you, yeah, but game four, you would like to be a player.
Absolutely.
What's it like watching last night?
Nerve wracking. It's a roller coaster of emotion, really. Like the way we started, and then I was just. I'd like to be out there and be able to enjoy that with the guys on the ice for sure.
It'll be a contributor too. I mean, it's got to be anything. You're a parent watching a kid, you're watching right. Your wife doing something else. It's way harder watching, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You get so nervous. Even when they get a 4-4, they get a breakaway there. I literally didn't look.
Did you actually do that?
I went like this. I was like, oh no. And then I hear the crowd cheering. I was like, yes. Like, I couldn't even watch. That's all painful it is to watch from up there. So.
You know, Hellebuyck said at that point, I mean, there's even a split second there where he has a moment to think, I have to make this one because we've just gained
a huge momentum swing. I mean, if they score that, now we're chasing instead of we're going to boost of energy from that save. So that is a game changer.
How does this unfold? Did you go to coach and say, hey, I'm ready to go today? Or
yeah, I guess I got to go see him now before I leave. So we'll see what this talk's going to be like, but. I let them know I'd like to play, and if they feel they need me out there, then it's gonna be his call. And if they like what they have right now, I'm sure I'll be fine with it. You know, it's never about me; it's about the team. So I'll be ready whenever they need me.
I feel like a while away. Game one of series one.
I know it's been 3 weeks already, so it's been a while.
Mark Scheifele said, and you were part of this too, that this isn't the same inexperienced playoff team that you guys were 3 years ago.
No.
You agree with that?
Yeah, in some sort of way. I guess we got a lot of new guys. But and it's just the confidence that this team is playing with shows that experience, really. The way that we came back last game, it just shows the leadership, the character, and what this team's all about.
You can shoot, but it's luck even a couple of days ago. Like, it looks like you're loose.
No, I'm 100% now. Yeah, like, I don't feel it when I shoot at all. Like, I've been grinding, bumping the last 2 days, battling against the boards, leaning against it, and not once where I felt a tweak or I had a little setback. So, I mean, I haven't had any tweaks in over a week now, so it's good.
Well, and against the Nashville Predators, I mean, you watched it last night. I mean, it's a war out there. I mean, you want to know that you're solid. You don't want to be 10, right?
Yeah, no, not at all. So it's if I say that I'm ready to go, it's because I am. Like, I don't feel that I'm gonna get out there and be scared to get hurt. I feel confident that I can get out there and be Matty Pearl.